L&B's audio diary for the 21st of October, 2023. It is a Saturday and it's about 20 of 8 in the morning. I am on my way to the shelter to take care of the bunny and the guinea pig, singular now because one did get adopted. Turns out there's a lot of confusion about their sexes, but it turns out there was a male and a female. They did not get separated, so the inevitable happened, and the female was pregnant. But a school teacher came in looking for guinea pig to keep in the classroom, you know, and to show the miracle of life and all that crap, I guess. So she took the female, who was pregnant and probably close to term. So that's cool. Only one guinea pig now. They do better when they're, you know, when they have companionship, but they get along okay on their own. So yeah, that's the deal with them. I'm probably going to have to go out and get greens and carrots and I don't know, litter and everything else, because they were really low on stuff on Monday when I was there last. And I let them know. I let them know, you're low on this and this and this and this. I would normally just go buy that stuff, but it was a tight week. I couldn't afford it. So that was that. I hope it got taken care of. I don't know if it did, because the rabbit needs that stuff too. So, and we go through it twice as fast now because, you know, there's two animals that need it. So anyway, it's been a while since I did a audio diary. I actually recorded one. I haven't posted it. It's old. Probably you'll probably see it in the feed anyway. If not, I lost it or something. I'm terrible. Aren't I terrible? Oh man, just the worst. The worst. Yeah, and it's probably old and not topical anymore, so I may not even do it. I don't know. We'll see. But let's see. What's up? Well, I finished recording All He Surveys Volume 1. That was earlier this week, so that's all recorded and in the can. I just need to start, editing the last, well, I think it's the last three or four chapters, and then I'll get those out throughout November, and that'll be it. The book will be done, so that's the plan anyway. I also, let's see, I published a short that hit the feed, a short story that hit the feed. Not the feed, I take that back, it hit Patreon. It'll hit the feed soon. The written portion hit the newsletter this morning, so you know, sign up for the newsletter if you haven't. You get the stories like that. You know, if you're not so into the audio part of it, you can read the written stories because they go to the newsletter. So, yeah, so stuff's there. Let's see, what else? What was that? That's a, I don't know, that was a Toyota, I don't know what that is. A Toyota something or other, but it was a electric car. Toyota's not really known for their electrics. They're way behind the ball. They'll find something. They'll get, you know. I don't think they're down and out like some of the other major OEMs, but we'll see. So what am I talking about? Oh yeah. We have an Information Underground coming up. And this one's gonna be a subject, I'm not gonna talk too much about it, but this is a topic of Deep Geeks. And unfortunately, he's so busy, he's not going to be able to join us when we record. But he did write out an essay, and I read it, right? I recorded it and read it, and now I'm just editing. I'm doing the edits on that, and that will probably, I'm not sure when that'll be done, but probably today I'll finish the edits on that. I'm going to try to anyway. And get that off to Clack too, because he's gonna handle the assembling of the whole thing, but we have yet to discuss how we're gonna structure that episode per se. I mean, we know generally how we want it to go, but I'm not sure practically how that's gonna work out. So we'll see. But that's in the mix, and that's going. So it's been a really busy week. Oh, and on top of that, we had I recorded my lines for the next episode of Edict Zero, FIS. And all of that was during this week. It was a crazy, crazy busy week. It was so busy. So lots of recording and lots of stuff. But we're in the middle of that Indian summer that we get here. Boy, that's more and more sounding like a racist term, isn't it? I wish there was another term for it, but I don't know of one. If you know of one, dear listener, let me know. But, you know, where things get cold and then during October they get mild again for, you know, about 2 weeks or so, a week and a half, 2 weeks. Very pleasant, very like late summer feeling. Just gorgeous in the day and even hot. Can even get hot in the sun. But then, like, you turn a switch, it'll get cold and winter will be in. And that's just how it is. But I took advantage of that this week, and I was out in the shed and I did all my recording. So I will, as far as I know, I don't have any more recording to do until the next script for Edict Zero. And that might not be till next month or even into January. But and I'll go out there, even if it's sub-zero out there, I'll go out and record, because it is the last script. It is the last episode of Edict Zero FIS. The next script that I get from him, and I don't know when that'll be, but the next one I get from him, that'll be for the last episode. Because as I've said before, and you've heard me say it, but as I've said before, the show's coming to an end. And Jack Kincaid, who runs it, you know, he had an arc in mind from the very beginning, and the final episode is nearly upon us. So I will, I'll make a special effort for that, and I don't care what the conditions are, so long as it's quiet enough that I can record. So that's upcoming, but it will be, it'll be interesting. It'll be an interesting experience to finish that, right? Because it's such a long-term project. I've been on the show for, I don't even know how many years it's been, 4 or 5. And others have been on the show for longer than that, you know, several years longer than that. So it's really quite a big project. A number of people have been involved, and Jack Kincaid really, I don't know. I don't have the last script, right? I don't know how it ends. But I have every confidence that he will finish this thing the way it should be. And he'll knock it out of the park. I have every confidence that he will. Hell of a project. And I'm just proud to pieces to be part of it. So, yeah. Yeah, that's upcoming. So it's going to overall, with that exception, and that's an important exception, but with that exception, it'll be a quiet winter audio-wise. I probably won't be doing much audio work throughout the winter. I might, if it's an okay day, and I get out there and I turn the heater on, and I have an idea for a short, I might go out and record a short. But I don't have anything in mind, so that'll be what it is. I do have scripts, right? I have a bunch of short shorts that I wrote for the newsletter that I never recorded. So I could do those if I wanted to. These days, the short shorts, they're getting recorded, written and recorded for the sake of the audio stream on Friday morning at midnight UTC. And that's on a non-radio online. So, you know, because I'm trying to fill a gap, right? I'm trying to fill a hole. You know, I got like 20 minutes. I got to fill it. I don't have anything the right size. So I write something and record it. If I do that over the winter for the sake of the stream, if the weather is, you know, if it's cold and I just can't get out there or don't want to get out there, I can just go into the car and record it just for the stream, just for the radio stream, not for the feed. For the feed, I'm only going to do something, you know, polished, relatively, you know, for me, polished. It's not professional quality, but it's, for me, it's polished. With music and all that stuff. But I think that, yeah, I'll probably, you know, thinking about it, I'll probably do that. I'll probably end up writing one or two of those over the winter. You know, just, you know, they're fun to do, and I know I'm going to need to at some point or other, so I may as well just go ahead and do it. I'm up to chapter, oh man, I don't even know, but it's like in the 30s now for, I think it's in the 30s now for the radio stream of Street Candles, chapter 31 or 32 or something like that for Street Candles. So I'll be going into risk analysis soon enough for the radio stream. And after that, well, by the time that's done, I'll also have All He Surveys to go into after that. So I'll probably, yeah, we're looking at another year or so of non-radio streams. But after that, well, maybe in another year, I might have All He Surveys Part 2 done. That's the goal, anyway. A year from now to be done with it. We'll see. That is the goal for next year, though. To completely finish it. Entirely finish it. In which case, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll be done by then. But I'm not going to look that far forward. I only know right now that I have to finish off Part 1. Get that audio edited and uploaded. And turn my face to the future. So I make a point of not looking backward too much. I try to, as a philosophy, I don't look back. What I do instead is I try to absorb the lessons of the present. I try to accept them for what they are, to learn from what's happening to me right now. And then just move forward. Sometimes it's good to look at things in you know, with a little perspective, to look back a little bit and understand things in perspective. But I find that that's a trap. And that you can look back and see things not the way they really were, you know. Or to go over things that you can't change. There's nothing you can do about them. They've already happened. And just, you know, just run them through your head again and again and again. And that's not productive. That doesn't help anybody. So, as a general rule, I don't look back, right? So when I'm done with Volume 1 of All He Surveys, I'm not going to even think about it again, except in terms of how it affects Volume 2, right? How that story carries over into Volume 2. That, you know, it is, technically, it's all one story, so it, and if you've been listening to this long enough, you'll know how I struggled, because I originally started this as a single story, but it was too long, really was too long, and I, you know, broke it into two pieces and moved forward. You know, it's been a project, it's been a bit of a journey, and I'm only halfway done, and not even finished yet with Volume 1. So, yeah, there's a lot yet to go. A lot yet to go. And next year's already committed. I already know what I'm doing a year from now. For the next year, I know what I'm going to be busy doing. So, I guess that's not a bad thing. You know, I'm not struggling for a project. I'm not, you know, imagine, right? Because like every week I'm scrambling to get enough going for the radio stream, right? But that's all content that's already produced unless I have a hole I can't fill. Then I got to scramble and really put something together, right? But imagine if all of your creative work was kind of like that. where you're scrambling to try to fill, oh, I don't know, a blog or a podcast or something like that. And you just don't have the content, or you don't know where you're going to get it, and you kind of got to pull it out of your ass every week, right? And that can happen. You know, that can really, really happen. I've been in that position, and it sucks. You know, and sometimes you produce some good stuff, but a lot of times you produce stuff that, you know, even you aren't all that interested in. You're just filling a hole, right? And that's no good. I don't like that. You know, I don't like that. I don't mind doing it every now and then for the radio stream. And I think I come up with some decent stuff. And that's because it isn't every week that I have that problem, you know? So, I don't know. And it's not a big problem because they're shorts, right? But imagine if they weren't. Imagine if, you know, what's my next book? And I have to rack my brain and hit my head against the wall trying to figure out something good. No, thank you. No, thank you. And I'm actually glad I'm not a fast writer. You know, there are some really fast writers out there. And they, I guess, if they're that fast, many of them have no problem coming up with content. But that's just it. It's content. It isn't really much of a... It isn't my sort of writing. It isn't my sort of... I've talked about that in the past. That, you know, people that produce very, very quick work, you know, they have a target that they're trying to hit of a set number of words, 80,000 words maybe, and they, you know, they're able to crank out another story, and they do like 3 or 4 a year, maybe more. You know, there are people like that, are authors like that, and they're producing content that people really, really enjoy. Mrs. Bronx, that's the kind of books that she likes. That's the kind of stuff that she reads. She doesn't like my kind of writing. and that's, you know, that, so long as you're happy with what you're reading, in the end, that's all that matters. That's what we're all after. We're after something to, you know, to distract us from the inevitable doom that awaits us. So, you know, if she's enjoying herself, I think that's marvelous. I think that's marvelous. But I would not enjoy writing that sort of way. And I know, dear listener, I know my stuff is slow. I know it's slow, and I know it takes forever. But I like to believe that it's worth the wait, right? And maybe for some people it's not, in which case I apologize. I'm sorry about that, you know. But then again, that just means that you're really looking for a different kind of author. And there are plenty out there. You're not stuck with me. We're not on a desert island and I'm the only guy telling stories, right? It's not like that at all. You are spoiled for choice these days. So I don't feel like I need to produce work that's perfect for everyone, you know. And it's odd, but there are people that either feel like they need to do that, either to be unpopular or just so they're not unpopular, right? And there are readers who feel like they're you know, whatever it is they pick up, it's supposed to be perfect for them, and if it's not, it's the fault of the author. Okay, well, I can't help that attitude. I mean, that, you know, that's not even rational, but I mean, there are people who think like that, right? There are people who think like that, and I'm just not gonna worry about that at all. So I do what I do in my own time, and taken collectively, looked at over time, the amount of content I've produced is not entirely insignificant, you know. It's not as much as some people, but it's not insignificant, you know. I didn't just do Motherload and call it quits. And hey, you know, that's not so bad. That's a good reason to get up in the morning, right? Something else to do. I know what I'm doing for the next year, so not too bad. Anyway, I guess that's it for today, because I am not home.